Whoa, well, you won't be surprised to know that I've just had my mind blown again. I've just been in a session with the stand-up maths guy, Matt Parker. You've probably heard him on Radio 4. Good morning, Matt.
How's it going?
Yeah, that was fantastic. You went through all sorts of things about, like, checksum digits, barcodes, ISBN a little bit, digital representation of images and all that. Yeah,
yeah, I've been asked to come and talk about the beauty of mathematics. And the Times Educational Festival said, we've already got Alex Bellis doing some bits of pure maths and the beauty of that and some of the history of maths. And so I said, that's okay, I will do the beauty of useful mathematics. And so I looked at the maths behind modern bits of technology. So you're absolutely correct, digital photographs, text messages, these sorts of things. And I will look at the wonderful, clever bits of maths that are used to make modern technology possible.
Now, I noticed you kept saying useful maths, yes. Maths, and you almost shied away from mentioning anything to do with curriculum, apart from when you mentioned your own history. Do you see a place in the curriculum for some of this?
That is a very good point, because I deliberately talk about maths which is not in the normal curriculum, because I think that we have a lot of very, very good maths teachers, and I used to work as a maths teacher, and there's no point in me replicating what maths teachers are already doing, and so pupils have maths teachers that can teach them their normal maths need to learn, and teachers are under a lot of pressure to get everything covered in time for the exams. And so what I do is provide the maths enrichment, which is difficult to do within normal lessons, just due to sheer time pressure. And so I always try and talk about things that won't be useful in their exams. So in that regard, you're absolutely right. None of that is useful for a student who has exams to pass.
Now, if you weren't here yesterday, you won't have been here for Conrad Wolfram's talk. But you'll understand a little bit about where Conrad is coming from.
Yes.
He's questioning the whole purpose of maths education in school and the content. Is there anything that you've read or heard or met with Conrad?
No. I don't know any of the specifics of what's happening there. In general, though, I think that most maths curricula around the world are all very similar. And to be fair, you can put, do we put Pythagoras in? Do we put this in? Do we put that in? I think any good maths teacher will take whatever they have to teach and do a good job with it. The important thing is we have enthusiastic, motivated maths teachers who are there to interpret whatever curriculum they have to teach and make it interesting and engaging for their students.
Now, yesterday I met Neil Gallagher, who was involved, not one of the Oasis band, but a fellow Irishman. I was talking to him and we were discussing SMS text messages and how that protocol was established, and he was actually involved in the conceptual development of that.
See, that's better than meeting Oasis, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be me meeting my own gods. Yeah. That'd be great.
So I hope maybe I can introduce you to him later. He is here today. But we shared an amazing some common story, which we were both saying that when we were at school and we learned maths, we found it difficult to engage with the curriculum, even though we felt we wanted to enjoy it. But then having left school, myself, I'm now teaching computing and programming, but I now want to be a maths teacher because I'm starting to see that programming is all about maths. Because if maths is modelling the world and trying to represent the world in a way that we can understand and make predictions, maths is the way in which you do it. But I just don't feel, to me, that the maths curriculum in school, is that something would...
See, that's because programming is automated maths in a way. It's the same, exactly the same logic, but it's a way of implementing it in a nice, robust, recursive often kind of way. But I think it very much is, maths itself is not particularly exciting, and maths can very easily be taught in a very formulaic and very algorithmic, to use maths words, way. So you can teach maths in a boring fashion very easily. The trouble is you need someone who can bring the subject alive, and that's why we need to encourage more and more people. So this is my personal opinion. If we had more enthusiastic maths teachers, whatever the problem in maths education, whatever you define it as, I think it can be dramatically helped with more enthusiastic teachers.
But do you think those teachers can already be enthusiastic, they're just not enthusiastic about what they're teaching?
I think that the problem is, to become a maths teacher in the UK, you need to not do a different job where you could be paid more money. And so there's a big opportunity cost if you've done a maths degree or you've done computing or you're a programmer or coder or whatever you do. You've got to make a sacrifice to go into teaching. And so we're losing a lot of people who could be very good teachers and because they're going into other jobs, and we're relying on those who are innately enthusiastic.
Right. Fantastic stuff, Matt. If people want to know more about you, how can they get in touch? Is
there
a website?
Standupmaths.com.
Is standupmaths all one word?
Yep, standupmaths, no hyphenation, no punctuation.